T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for our weekly visit with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. You watch him every Sunday morning at 8 on Channel 5. Hear him often here on KMOX at 8 on Sunday evening. And Chuck, among the major stories happening, and one that is happening this coming weekend, is the expected nomination of a Supreme Court justice by President Trump. Chuck, who do you think is going to get the nod, and talk about the fight that's ahead?
Well, look, I think the president is... Right now, it appears to be a short list of two candidates, Amy Coney Barrett, a judge out of Indiana, and she is seen as the front runner. But Barbara Lagoa, who is a judge originally from Miami, is somebody. The president is down in South Florida today. It's likely he has had an interview with her. And as somebody who's close to this process said to me, you know, it's likely going to be Barrett. However, Lagoa will be a very powerful interview. He will like her, is the prediction this person said. So this is the president. He's unpredictable. All of the tea leaves, all of the signs are pointing to Barrett as the likely nominee. That will happen tomorrow. But it wouldn't, again, to a person I've talked to, would not surprise them, because there is the poll, the president's being polled by some of his political strategists who say, you know what, this would seal Florida, who argue that if you pick this Cuban American as the nominee, it would seal Florida. So he could be persuaded by that.
How do you think this selection will impact the polls and, more importantly, the actual voting, not just in Florida, but around the country?
You know, honestly, it looks like right now we'll see. And I think how the nominee is treated during the confirmation process and what comes out of it. You know, is the confirmation process about the nominee as an individual, a la Brett Kavanaugh, or does the confirmation process end up being a proxy fight about abortion rights or about the Affordable Care Act? And that's the question. You know, if it's about the nominee and it gets personal, you know, that could do strange things to the politics of this in our polarized environment. That said, if you look at all the polling that I've seen over the last week since Justice Ginsburg's death, the predictions of what would happen and what has happened have been two different things. Normally, Republicans believe they get a boost whenever the courts are front and center in people's minds. But so far, we haven't seen any evidence of that. And what's been interesting to me is that the same gap that you find between Biden and Trump nationally is almost the identical gap between who should appoint this next justice, Biden or Trump. So I think that everything is being viewed through the presidential race right now. I have a feeling that this court pick will do nothing to sort of move the actual campaign needles as much, even as people claim that it will.
Yeah, it seems to me, and the polls I've seen as well show that people have made up their minds already, and mm-hmm. not much is going to change. And in some cases, of course, we already have people voting, so it may not have that big of an impact.
90% in our poll of people said they had made up their minds. We only had 10%. who we could classify, who told us that they were still willing to keep an open mind about the other candidate. I mean, that, and I've seen similar results in other polls.
And Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is among those who have said that I will only vote for a Supreme Court nominee who says that Roe was decided wrongly. So are abortion rights in deep trouble because, you know, as a result of this opening?
Well, it could be. And I think that's the open question. And that is what gives some of the president's advisors pause about naming Amy Coney Barrett, because she would be seen as a much more a brighter line on the abortion question. Barbara Lagoa, whose views on this are a bit more murky. And I think that is an open question. You know, abortion, the idea of whether to keep abortion legal is actually not a close call in polls. You know, the support for Roe to keep Roe as law of the land is in the 60s and 70s nationally. When you start to get to when should, you know, abortions be allowed, at what point during a pregnancy, that's where you start to get where the polling gets more evenly divided, more polarizing. But on the issue of whether it should be illegal, period, or illegal, you know, it's not a close call. And that's a question this close to an election for a political party that's already bleeding support among folks in the suburbs where there's a lot more moderate views on abortion, and particularly among women. There is some thought that if this becomes a battle over abortion rights in the last parts of this campaign, that it is not helpful to the Republican side of things.
Visiting with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. The president raised some eyebrows this week when a reporter asked him, would you guarantee a peaceful transition of power if you lose in November? And he wouldn't really answer that. He said, well, it's typical, you know, we'll see. What's your reaction to that? And do you think some people have made too much of that?
Well, here's the thing with the president. If it were the first time he made remarks like this, you could say it's an isolated statement. But, you know, just in the last few months, he has opined on the idea of delaying the election before pulling that back. He constantly derides the idea of mail-in ballots with no evidence. He's constantly sowing confusion with the election. So, you know, at the end of the day, I do think people need to take a breath, take a step back and realize he's the custodian for democracy for the world. The American presidency is supposed to be the custodian for democracy around the world. And he's sitting here calling into question the American democracy. And so, you know, I understand those that say, oh, you know, this is just Trump being Trump. I do think I understand why more and more people, given some of the actions he's taken, some of the words he's said, treat it like a hurricane warning. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
And Republicans, including Josh Hawley and Roy Blunt of Missouri, both point to Hillary Clinton telling Joe Biden not to concede this election and say kind of equivocated. Are those two things equivocal?
I don't think they are at all. I think if you actually followed what Hillary Clinton said, you know, she was saying, given, you know, be careful, wait till you know that all the votes are counted and all the votes are in, you know, be careful conceding too early. If for some reason, you know, don't necessarily, be sure to know how many ballots are remaining and all of those things, you know, that's that's about. And if the president had said it that way, it would be treated the same way. But the idea that he's, you know, not even contemplating that stuff. And look, ultimately, I've always said about the president sort of these weird authoritarian instincts that people think he has. I think they're not driven by some power grab. They're driven by vanity and ego, right? He doesn't want to look like a loser. And if he loses, he wants to have an excuse. But the words have an impact like an authoritarian. And it is something that I'm sorry, he doesn't understand the value of his words.
So, Chuck Todd, who will you have on Meet the Press on Channel 5 at 8 o'clock Sunday morning?
Well, we will have somebody from Missouri. Roy Blunt is going to be one of our guests this weekend as we talk about the court pick. We expect it on Saturday, so he'll be one of the first people on the Republican side of the aisle to be responding to it on our show.
All right. Looking forward to it. Chuck Todd this morning on Total Information AM. As always, thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you.
The news is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.